Hey girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Girl, I am so excited that you're here for today's episode. This is going to be a super saucy one. So like friend to friend, I just want you to buckle on up because we're talking about how you might unintentionally be choosing to suffer. And I'm not saying that you realize it consciously. And like, let's just be real. You can't avoid pain. That's part of being human. And devastating things happen in life that don't make any sense. And life just throws curveballs sometimes. But we don't have to choose to stay in the suffering. And right now, you might be choosing suffering without even realizing it. So I want to help you get out of it if you're in it, or give you some more tools to proactively have in your tool belt if you catch yourself going down this path in the future. And the idea of this topic came from a book that I read a while back called Maybe You Should Talk to Someone by Lori Gottlieb. And she was actually on the podcast, so I'll link her interview in the show notes so you can check it out if you want to listen into that. But I loved the book because she breaks down three different patients that she works with as a therapist. And then she breaks down a fourth patient, which is herself talking to her own therapist. And I just really love like transparency. And I think it's really important to talk about mental health and the fact that she's a therapist going to a therapist. Like that's just really important. But anyway, in the book, the author, Lori, was referring to a breakup that she went through, and she went to her therapist to talk about it. And it brought up this idea of suffering. So basically, backstory is she thought she was going to marry this guy. And then one day he decides he doesn't want to be married to her, something around this idea that she had a kid. And there's more backstory in the book. But essentially, she talks about this story of the breakup and how she feels completely heartbroken and in so much pain, which, I mean, obviously she just went through a breakup of this guy that she thought that she was going to marry and like spend the rest of her life with. But in her therapy session, which she talks about in the book, she's telling her therapist that she's checking his social media every day. And she's seeing what he's doing. And she's creating this story in her head that he's doing so much better than her post breakup. She's basically obsessing over him. And let's just be real. I'm sure maybe you've done this or a close friend of yours has done this with a breakup. Like it's very human nature to do this. I'm not saying that it's helpful, but it's something that we do. Okay. And her therapist said something that was so simple, but so profound. I still remember this question often in my head. He said, if you're choosing suffering, you must be getting something out of this. So the question is, what are you getting out of this suffering? And let me repeat that in case you're in the shower, tossing your loofah in there, you're switching laundry, you just dropped a sock, you're walking your dog just pooped, you gotta pick up the dog poop, you gotta get it back in the bag. Okay. So if you're choosing suffering, you must be getting something out of this. So the question is, what are you getting out of this suffering? For real. Like really, that question is so powerful. If you're choosing suffering, you've convinced yourself that you're getting something out of this choice. Otherwise, you wouldn't choose it. Maybe you haven't thought about what you perceive you're gaining, or you haven't asked yourself if it's actually true that you're gaining that, but you're choosing suffering. And we can really ask ourselves this question in any situation with any emotion. Like, what am I getting out of this emotion? And is it worth it? And in this case, what am I getting out of this suffering? And is it worth it? Because pain is often unavoidable in life. That's part of the human experience. But choosing to stay in the suffering, something that we can control, that's optional. But we're humans. And I think sometimes we stay in the suffering because it's easier in a couple of different ways. One is we get to play victim. And although out loud, we don't want to admit that we like to play victim, let's just be honest on this podcast. Like I think of us like we're girlfriends, trying over coffee, wine. Today, probably a spicy margarita because this is a little bit saucy. But like we know that playing victim doesn't get us where we want to go. But in the moment, it just feels good sometimes to have a pity party, to say like, woe is me. We want somebody else to, you know, coddle us or to have empathy for us and just to have a moment where we don't feel like we're an adult. We just want to have this pity party. The choice of doing that is okay in the moment, but unpacking there is not very helpful. Because playing victim means that we get to pretend like we can't do anything about our problems, but we can. We stay in this state of blaming other people or blaming outside circumstances as a way for us to avoid taking responsibility. And again, I'm not saying this is just you. Like, I do this sometimes too. But we have to recognize if we avoid our problems, we can't solve our problems. And then we just sit in this dark hole of like, woe is me. And while it isn't beneficial and it's not going to get us where we want to go, it does make sense. It makes sense why we do this as humans, right? It's easy. And again, it feels good in the moment. And while we know that solving problems is the solution, like to get us where we want to go in the moment, solving problems is going to require more effort. It's going to require us to take responsibility. It's going to require us to point the finger at ourselves and say, what can I own here? It can feel more difficult. We just have to remind ourselves that it's going to feel better later if we get out of this victim mode. We've got to face our problems rather than just sitting in the easy choice of playing victim. But honestly, even if we're not playing victim, I think we still stay in this suffering mode because it's easier than the change, even if the change is going to be good. Because change means loss. Loss of the familiar, what we already know. Even if it's not what we want, it's what we know, and our brains are wired to keep us in familiar thought patterns. Change means loss of comfort, loss of perceived certainty. Because like, let's be real, life is not certain. It throws curveballs. There are things that you're like, how in the world does this happen, right? Like, but we perceive certainty when we stay in these familiar thought patterns. But we don't have to choose this. We don't have to choose this path of suffering. So I want to dive into this a little bit more, okay? So let me give you more context from the book. So what was the author of the book, Lori, actually gaining by staying in this suffering while talking about her breakup? Well, she was looking at his social media accounts and basically stalking him, like I mentioned. So maybe she was gaining the sense of feeling connected to him. So subconsciously, she felt like the suffering was worth it. But was that real connection? Of course not, right? Like, it's a false sense of feeling connected to someone. They're no longer in a relationship, but she's grieving the loss of this relationship and she wants that connection. As humans, we want to be connected to people. We want to belong. Or maybe she was numbing herself from something else, like she had work that she needed to do. And she was avoiding doing that work so she could go into this spiral. And it was able to, you know, give her an excuse to avoid other areas of her life. And then she could blame her lack of progress on those areas in her life, or blame her lack of time on the state of suffering that she was in. Again, I'm not saying that she was wrong to do that in the moment. She's a human. A lot of us do that in the moment. I'm just trying to bring awareness to the ways that we do this. Like, maybe she was also choosing to suffer because she wanted the connection, not just to him, the guy that just broke up with her, but to other people in her life, because she wasn't making the effort to have strong relationships and reach out to her girlfriends or call back the people that were checking in on her because she was ostracizing herself. She was literally choosing suffering, right? And I don't know her personally. I mean, I've had her on the podcast, but that's the only conversation I've ever had with her. So I don't really know all of the reasons. I can just speculate because these are common reasons that I've experienced and that maybe you've experienced too. But it's really valuable to think about this, isn't it? Like, while pain is unavoidable, why are we choosing suffering? What do we perceive that we're gaining by sitting in this black hole of suffering? Are you doing something to keep you where you're at on purpose as a way to stay connected to your past version of yourself, even though you know it's time to level up? Girl, if you are struggling with anxiety or stress or sleep, I just need you to listen up real quick because I've got to tell you about Soul CBD. I have been using their products for years, but in particular, whenever I'm thinking about those of you that are struggling with anxiety or stress, or you're not sleeping soundly, I just want to make sure you know about Soul. It's a CBD company. All of their products are completely THC free. My favorite product of their entire product line is their sleepy gummies, because I take one of these sleepy gummies. My husband Cena takes them too. And they help me fall asleep really quickly and stay asleep. But the stay asleep part has always been harder for me. Like sometimes I'd wake up in the middle of the night. Cena, he struggles falling asleep. So they're helping him fall asleep quickly and stay asleep. And then we both wake up feeling like a freaking champ because we sleep so soundly. So if you're struggling with sleep, please just humor me and try them and then slide into my DMs after, like so many of you guys have done, and be like, what the heck, Kaish? Like I actually have the energy today to go at the rate that I want to because I slept well. And then their signature CBD drops or their gummies are really great if you struggle with anxiety, and they just take the edge off, but in a very subtle way. It's not going to like change your personality or state. And again, they're THC free. They've got tons of flavors of gummies and of their droppers. And I would just love to know what you think when you check out their products, because I love to hear when you're vibing with the same things that I'm vibing with. So if you want to try any of the Soul CBD products for yourself, you can click the link in the show notes, or you can just head to mysoulcbd.com/KACIA, Kaisha. Use code Kaisha and get a sweet discount on all of their products. Now, without further ado, let's dive back into the show. But you're just scared. Right? It actually makes me think about this quote from Mark Manson. He says, who you are is defined as what you're willing to struggle for. But let me just repeat that. Who you are is defined by what you're willing to struggle for. I didn't say suffer for. I said struggle. Because again, pain is unavoidable. When you're reaching for a goal, it might be uncomfortable. That might feel like pain. But like, you really have to recognize that sitting and suffering is still a choice. It's interesting, right? Like you can look at any quote unquote problems in your life right now, and they're probably going to fall under one of these two categories. Number one, you're playing victim, blaming external circumstances or somebody else because it feels better. Again, I'm not pointing the finger at you because I do this sometimes too, right? Or number two, you're avoiding change because it requires grieving the loss of the familiar and it's uncomfortable. For example, maybe you have a relationship with someone in your life, like a friend, family member, significant other, and you're unintentionally playing victim. You're saying for some reason that it's their fault. You're pointing the finger at them because it's easy to do, because flipping it back around and pointing it at ourselves and saying, what can I own here? That's not comfortable, right? So where are you playing victim? And is there any place in your life that you're playing victim that you're like, you know what? I feel a little bit called out. Kaish, love you, but like, whoo, okay. And maybe this is time for you to make a change. Maybe you can do that right now, today. Maybe there's a text message, a conversation that you need to have, and you get to do it today. Any day can be the day. You're lying in the sand day where you're like, nope, okay, I don't want to play this game anymore. Or maybe right now you're avoiding change because you're scared. And you're doing it, ooh, maybe you're doing it in the sneaky way that I do it, where you deny that there's a problem that you want to change. I've actually done this a lot in my life. I am what my husband likes to call the queen of the reframe. I legitimately can find a silver lining in everything. I can make anything positive, and it's not even conscious that I do this. I've just done this since I can remember. It's literally just how my brain is wired. I'm just wired to be a lot more optimistic. I have a lot of positive thoughts, but also it was a coping mechanism from my childhood when I was in some circumstances that I needed to be resourceful to count on myself to make myself happy. Right? It's this major gift, but it also can have a little disadvantage to it, because denying a problem, for example, like, I don't know, me saying I'm so happy with my current health state when I know I want to do better, or me saying I'm showing up in this big, bold way that I want to when I know I've got more in the tank. That's me like denying that there's a problem because I'm reframing it in such a positive way. But if I deny that there's a problem, then I can't identify what the problem is. And then I can't solve the problem if I'm not aware it exists, right? So avoiding change or avoiding acknowledging a problem in our life allows us to temporarily escape this problem, but it doesn't get us where we want to go. So the point of all of this is this question. What are you suffering for? What are you getting out of this suffering? Because maybe also, you know, like when you think about a happy life, it's not just about like, what do you enjoy? But it's more about like, what pain are you willing to go through? And how are you willing to push yourself out of the victim mentality so you can avoid suffering and just keep going? Because you can't have a pain-free life. It's impossible. but you can have struggles that you're excited about. You can identify pain and keep working through it. You can use pain as lessons or even fuel to help get you where you want to go, and you can get yourself out of suffering. Like Mark Manson says, who you are is defined by what you're willing to struggle for, not suffer. So what matters to you? And are you willing to gain this awareness to build a life that you're excited about, to create more emotions that are conducive toward getting where you want to go? Because I believe you're a hell of a lot more capable than you give yourself credit for. And I just don't want you to sit in the suffering, girl. I want you to get out of it and get going to build a life that you're obsessed with because you deserve it. I love you. I'm rooting for you. And I'll talk to you soon, girl. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now. Or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.